我刚刚祷告的时候也提到，我们过去的一礼拜，主在我们中间做了许多奇妙的工作。
As you may have heard in my prayer, during the last week, the Lord has done some wonderful.
我只求弟兄姊妹继续为这些神在中间所做的，我们祷告，求主托住他的工作。
I do ask that you to continue to pray for the work that the Lord has started, that He may continue.
那么，我想上个礼拜在美国也发生了一件惊天动地的大事。
And last week, something huge happened in the United States.
震动了许多的家庭，有许多的人是在一个大的悲剧的里面，因为他们辛辛苦苦养大的孩子送到大学去，结果在大学遭遇这个很可怕的枪杀案件。
It's a great shock, a great tragedy to many families in the United States who have worked so hard to send their children to college and having experienced only to have them experience such a tragedy in college.
我在这些杂志上看到他们的相片，看到他们的简单的介绍，讲到他们的年龄，讲到他们的学习。
I read in a magazine about these victims and their age, what they have been doing, what their life was like before.
常常里面有一个说不出的感觉。
I have a feeling in my heart that I really can't describe.
说这是何等的waste, 何等的浪费。
I feel like it's such a waste, such a shame.
可是这是在这个世界一直发生的。人好像没有办法解释的悲剧。
But things and tragedies such as this happens all the time in the world that we can't explain.
在2001年911的那一天，有3000多人是因着一些人的恨，就产生3000多人的死亡。
September 11, 2001, 3,000 some people died because of the hatred of some.
现在因一个青年人的恨，是33个人丧命。
And a couple of weeks ago, because of one young man's hatred and anger, 33 people died.
所以在这个世界，你看见有许许多多的事，是我们没有办法能够来理解。
So there are a lot of things in this world that we can't understand.
但是，不可理解的事情是属于神，这是神的奥秘。
A lot of things we don't understand is because God has His way and has His mystery.
神让我们会经历。有丰富的日子，也有贫穷的日子；有晴天，也有暴风雨。
God allows us to experience days of abundance and days of lacking. He allows us to experience good weather and stormy weather.
那么现在的问题是我们怎么样来面对这一切？我们认为好像难懂的事情。
The question is, how do we face these things that we don't understand?
那我今天要交通的这个信息。是跟我这一次交通的这个主题当然是继续的讲，可是我觉得今天要讲的这两个人跟我们现在周围发生的事情好像有一种默契。
Today I'm sharing a message from a series of messages that I will be sharing, which is people who usher in Christ, but I feel like the two people I'll be talking about today kind of fit into the big scheme of things as we are experiencing this world today.
因为悲剧在人类的历史中一直发生的。
Tragedy has always occurred in human history.
约伯他是一个义人，但是他遭遇到可怕的经历。你去读约伯记，你可以发现。
Job was a righteous man, but he experienced tremendous tragedy.
因此人就一直在讨论这个几千年来的一个谜，人为什么受苦。
So through thousands of years, we've discussed this mystery, that is, why do men suffer?
好像人有不同的解释，但是也有很多人就埋怨说这是上帝不公平。
It seems that people have different explanations, but some people would complain and saying that it's because God is unfair.
好，我们来看今天我们要读的圣经这一段经文。
Now let's look at the scripture that we will base our preaching on today.
今天我们要看的是两个老人。
Today we'll look at two elderly people.
一个是老弟兄，一个是老姐妹。
One elderly brother and one elderly sister.
在他们的生命中也是碰到悲剧。
In their lives, they've experienced tragedy.
但是你来看，这两个人怎么样面对这个悲剧，使这个悲剧成为他们人生的动力，而不是他们的毁灭。
But we want to see how these people use the tragedies in their lives to become a motivation for their life and not a ruin of their life.
所以我盼望我们从这两个人身上看见神怎么样能够使 悲剧变成喜剧。
So let's look at these two people and see how God can turn a tragedy into,、into a good ending, a happy ending.
Right.、这个钥匙是在 在你的手里。
You hold the key to that.
那我们来看今天这两个人的见证。
And let's look at the stories of these two people.
路加福音第二章二十五节，我们要念到四十节，三十九节，对不起。
Gospel of Luke chapter 2 from verse 25 to 39.
我念一节中文 ，Vicky 念一节英文，我们轮流把它念完。
We read one verse in Mandarin, one verse in English from the pulpit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你照你的圣经来，照这个速度来看。
And please follow along with us.
二十五节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅，这个人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望。以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
Verse 26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照着律法的规矩办理。
Then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said,
主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
这是你在万民面前所预备的。
Verse 33. And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him.
Verse 32.
Oh, and the light of salvation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Right.孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。
And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed.
35节。OK, 我们这个 label 地方不太一样。许多人兴起这孩子被立是要叫以色列人有许多人跌倒，许多人兴起要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Verse 36 And there was a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage.
现在已经84岁了，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
At that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of Him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
约瑟和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利到自己的城拿撒勒去了。好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That's the scripture reading for the day.
这里有两个人，这个弟兄叫西缅。
Here there are two people, a brother named Simeon.
这个姐妹叫做亚娜。
And a sister named Anna.
而且两个都是年纪很大了。
They're both advanced in years.
那么在他们的生命当中，都遭遇到不幸的事情。
And in both their lives, they experienced tragedies.
西缅到底遭遇什么事我们不知道，圣经没有很清楚的交代。
There's no clear explanation of what Simeon's life was like.
这里只是告诉我们他有一个态度在神的面前。
But it does tell us that he has such an attitude before the Lord.
他说第二十五节，这个人又公义又虔诚，下面说一句话很稀奇，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
Verse 25 describes him as a righteous and devout person, and interestingly, he was always looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
对，那么这个安慰者这三个字，就是说到他心里面一定有一些破口创伤，是人没有办法使他得到安慰的。
As he's looking for a consolation, we can.Guess that he must have been hurt in his life as he's looking for something that people cannot heal for him.
对，如果你一生都很幸福， 没有任何的不幸的事件在你生命方发生，你不会有无端端的去等一个安慰者，而且一生都在那里等，这是不可能的。
If you've had a good and easy life, you've never been hurt in your life, you wouldn't be waiting eagerly for a consolation to come into your life.
那么这个亚纳呢？
And this sister Anna,
那圣经就有很清楚的讲她的经历。
The Bible did tell us her experience.
她说从童女出嫁的时候同丈夫只住了七年她就寡居了。
She was married and lived with her husband 7 years, and then she was a widow.
所以如果我们假设
so,
她二十岁结婚
let's say she was married at age 20.
那二十七岁就做了寡妇
and at age 27, she became a widow.
然后她现在84岁
and now she's 84 years old.
所以这一个漫长的岁月里头她是一个孤家寡人
so,
她应该有很多的机会能够嫁人她没有。
So for this long period of time, she was all alone. She may have had a chance to remarry, but she did not.
她把她的一生就奉献给神。
She had dedicated her life to the Lord.
她说她不离开圣殿，她禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
She never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers.
所以在这里你我这次要讲的这个系列的题目叫做引进基督的人。
My topic for this series of messages is called People Who Usher in Christ.
在路加福音这头三章圣经
In the first three book
是这个新约跟旧约的一个交界
is a transition between the Old and the New Testament.
神有400年的时间没有在说话
There was a span of 400 years where God did not speak at all.
可是神的百姓可是一样照章办事好像过他们非常这个宗教的生活
But God's people continue to live their seemingly religious life
宗教是继续的进行可是神没有说话老百姓也无所谓
They continued in their religious habits but God did not speak to them but they didn't seem to care
所以你就会发现这个宗教实在是鸦片麻木人的心啊
So religion is indeed like opium. It has numbed the hearts of the people.
有没有神无所谓，但是我们有一个宗教的生活就可以了。
It didn't matter to them whether or not they had God. They had a religious life that's good enough.
这是四百年的大环境。
That's what they were like for 400 years.
可是你会发现，在这样的一个荒凉的情形之下，神并不是不做事，神还是要做事，他没有忘记。他答应过的事情。
But you find, even in their desolate condition, God continued to work. He has never forgotten His promise to them.
因为神答应犹太人，我有一天要把我的弥赛亚带到地球上来。
God promised long ago to the Israelites, one day He will bring in His Messiah.
但是这400年过去了，很多人都已经忘掉了。
But 400 years later, many people have forgotten.
可是只有少数的人。
But there were a small number of people.、
啊、我们上个礼拜是讲到一对的夫妻。叫做撒加利亚夫妇。
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about this couple, Zacharias and Elizabeth.
今天我要让你们看这两对夫妇，这两个先知不是夫妇，这是分开的。
Today, I want you to look at this prophet and prophetess.
他们是一辈子都为着神而活。
They've spent their whole life living for the Lord.
可是外面看起来没有什么可以。觉得兴奋的事情
But、from the surface There's not much, anything really exciting about them
而且在他们人生的早晨一定经历了一些很大的挫折创伤
And these two people must have experienced something very tragic in the early days of their life
而这个创伤又不是任何的人可以安慰可以代替可以填满的
And this lacking, this pain they suffered is not something that anybody else can help them fulfill
他们没有因此就自暴自弃 就放弃了算了
But they didn't give up because of what they've experienced
相反的你会发现在他们碰到这些不幸的遭遇的时候他们找到一个可以得到安慰的一条路
On the contrary even as they were in their most hopeless in their despair they found a way to fulfill themselves
从外面看是没有什么可以cheer up 就可以高兴的事
On the surface it's not something very cheerful or very exciting.
今天世界的人也是碰到，我们在世界上不管信的人要不信的人都要碰到一些我们想象不到的悲剧的事在我们的生命当中。
Today in this world, whether you are a Christian or not, we will all experience some tragedies in our lives.
有的人的反应是纯的苦毒。
Some people will react with bitterness.
怨恨人。
They will hate others.
所以就引起仇杀。
So that this causes murder.
那就没完没了的记恨。
And this hatred that continues and festers.
有的人干脆看破红尘去做和尚去了。
Some people just decide to give up all and become a monk.
但是这里有一群很少数的人，他们去找到那一个创造万有的神，真正能够给人类的苦难找到答案的那一位。
But there are some people who found the creator of all things, the one who can give you answers to all the things that's happened in your life.
西缅这个老弟兄。
This elderly brother Simeon,
他说他在那里一直等一直等等一个人叫做以色列的安慰者。
He's been waiting and looking for the consolation of Israel.
这些圣经出自于哪里？
Where was this verse based on?
请你打开以赛亚书五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书五十一章十一节到十二节。
Isaiah 51 verses 11 and 12.
你，我们要读这两节，但是我觉得你往前走几章也看到类似的话语啊。
And the chapters previous to this 51 have similar recordings as well.
对，关于安慰这个词。
Concerning consolation.
四十章的第一节。四十章第一节
Chapter 40 verse 1
对你五十一章我们等一下念但是四十章第一节我觉得也可以念一下
I want to also read chapter 40 verse 1
对他里说四十章第一节第二节你们的神说你们要安慰安慰我的百姓要对耶路撒冷的说安慰的话要向他宣告说他征战的日子已满了他的罪孽赦免了他为自己一切的罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚
Isaiah 40 verses 1 and 2 Comfort, O comfort my people says your God speak kindly to Israel and call out to her that her warfare has ended that her iniquity has been removed that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins
那我们跳回到51章的这个两节11节12节
Chapter 51 verses 11 and 12
耶和华救赎的名必归回歌唱来到西安永乐必归到他们的头上他们必得着欢喜快乐忧愁叹息尽都逃避
Verse 11 So the ransom of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion and everlasting joy will be on their heads they will obtain gladness and joyAnd sorrow and sighing will flee away.
十二节我们一起念。
Verse 12.
唯有我是安慰你们的。你是谁？竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变如草的世人。
I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, and of the son of man who is made like grass?
以色列人的命运是坎坷。
The Israelites have had a rough life.
如果你去读旧约的历史，他们有蒙福的日子。
If you read the Old Testament, you'll find that there were times that they were greatly blessed.
就是他们照耶和华的命令典章去生活的时候，神就祝福他们。
When they live according to the commandments of the Lord blessed them.
但是什么时候他们远离神去侍奉偶像，神警告他们不听的时候，他们就遭到神的这个管教。
But whenever they turned away from the Lord and went to worship other idols, they were disciplined by the Lord.
那么最后，你就会发现这个国家、这个民族，就亡国被四散天下。
You'll find that ultimately this nation was destroyed and people were scattered all around the world.
因为他们硬着心不听神的话。
Because their hearts were hardened.
这是旧约的历史。
This is their history in the Old Testament.
但是神要做这件事之前，他已经借着他的先知，先把话说在前面。我们刚刚念的就是以赛亚 在这些事王国什么事情都没有发生之前，神先说将来会发生什么事。
But the Lord, before all these even happened, had prophesied through Isaiah what he will do afterwards.
所以如果你是读圣经的人，你就知道，哎呀，今天我们亡国，今天我们四散天下，不是没有原因的，是神老早讲过的。
If you are a person who reads the Bible, you will know that the reason we lost our kingdom is not without reason. God has prophesied it long ago.
那么现在以色列人在这四百年做罗马的殖民地的时候，总有一些人在那想这个问题，怎么回事？我们今天怎么沦落是？天涯在做罗马人的殖民地呢
So in these 400 years when they were living under the control of the Romans, there must be some Israelites who were wondering what is going on, how can we have fallen to this point?
神本来不是答应我们要做万国的首，不会做万国的尾，今天刚刚好我们做了尾，我们已经不是首了。
Didn't God promise that we will be the head of all the nations?
所以他们要想，回想我们的，所以他们里面有个痛苦。今天我们是在一个悲哀的情形里头。
So there were some people who have thought, how is it that we've fallen to this point? And they were in great sorrow.
所以像西缅这样的弟兄
，So a brother like Simeon,
他就是这样的人。
He is one of those.
他在那儿去了吗
？He must have thought, did the Lord really leave us?
但是他没有失望。
But he didn't give up.
为什么？因为神有答应过。
But because he knew that God has promised.
有一天，他要派一个人来安慰他的百姓。
That one day he will send the one who will be a consolation for all his people.
有好消息要传给犹太人。
There will be good news to the Jews.
不但传给犹太人。
Not just to the Jews.
这个好消息要传给世上所有忧伤痛悔的人。
The good news is to all who are in sorrow, who are in suffering.
知道自己。没有出路。
All those who know that there is no way out in themselves.
知道自己现在就在一个世界，是一个黑暗、无助，而且充满暴力的一个情况里头。
All those who realize they live in a dark world which has no hope but is full of violence.
安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, O comfort my people, says the Lord.
我们刚刚念的这个以赛亚书五十一章。他说你们竟怕那个必死的人。
In Isaiah 51 it says you're afraid of man who dies.
今天我们活在这个世界，我们看用眼睛看着我们害怕。
Today in this world also we are afraid of things that we can see with our eyes.
这一节圣经说我们怕人。
Like the verse said we're afraid of people, afraid of man.
神说人没有什么好怕的。
And God said there's not much to be fearful of in man.
他们就像草一样一下子过去了。
They're made like grass.
你要怕的是谁？
You ought to fear.
怕谁？
Ought to fear the Lord.
这是我在欧洲赶鬼。
I have spoken of my experience of casting out a demon in Europe.
Five demons
while I was in Europe.
在那个赶鬼的五天的征战里头。
In the 5 days of struggling of trying to cast out these demons.
你会发现很有意思的事情。
Something interesting is.
那些本来在笑我们的人，我们在那边传福音。
Those people who laughed at us while we were having the 2-day gospel meeting.
因为那个老板，那个饭店老板，他把职工通通叫来，这个两天不做工发薪水，但是你们要来听道。
A restaurant owner who was a Christian decided to close his restaurant for 2 days.
有一个人，这他这个二十五个中间的一个人，就是被鬼附的。我讲完道第二天结束了，9:30了，他来找我。
Offering his workers salary, but they have to come to the meetings. One of the 25 people who came to the meeting was the man who was demon possessed.
然后我长话短说，他要求要赶鬼，我们就开始为他赶鬼。
He asked that we cast out the demons that's in his body, and we try to do it for him.
那我们在那里赶五个赶掉一个，还有四个赶不出来。
We were able to cast out one of the five, but the other four were stubborn.
那天晚上我们第二天我们就回都柏林。我们就把这个富鬼的人从一个车带回去了。
And as the next day we had to return to Dublin, we took this man with us.
好玩的是在这里，我们赶出来那个鬼，结果就跑到那些在笑我们的那些人身上。
Interesting, the demon that we had cast out the night before had went to the people who laughed at us as they were attending the gospel meeting.
那些人那天晚上就觉得有一个黑压压的东西在他身上跑。 他吓得毛骨悚然，一个晚上睡不着觉。
Those people who laughed at us, they felt a darkness hovering over them as they tried to sleep at night, and they were just scared to death.
然后打电话来到都柏林跟我们说，你那个人不要再送回来，就让他停了，停都柏林不要回来了。
They called us to and asked us to keep this man who was demon possessed, not to send him back.
然后又对这个在这个所谓埃弗朗这个地方的这个老板，他们中间有一个基督徒，就跟他说，我们要信耶稣了。我们悔改了。
And they said to the restaurant owner who's a Christian that we want to believe in Jesus. We want to repent.
所以你会发现一件事情，人不怕神。
You'll find that this interesting phenomenon that people are not afraid of God.
神的道讲出来的时候，人在那边讥笑。
When the word of God is preached, often people will laugh at it.
可是人怕鬼。
But people are afraid of demons.
人怕人又怕鬼。
They're afraid of people. They're afraid of demons.
所以从神来看我们，真是叫莫名其妙。
So God is looking down at us, kind of confused.
该怕的是谁？是神，我们不怕。
He was probably thinking, you shall be fearful of me, but you're not.
不该怕的是谁？不要怕人，也不要怕鬼。但是我们就是怕人，怕鬼。
You don't need to be fearful of other people or demons, but you are fearful of them.
神在这里要宣布一个好消息。
God wants to proclaim His good news.
你的心灵中有创伤吗？
Do you have scars in your life?
可能是你家庭的问题。
Could be a family issue.
也可能是你为着这个整个我们所在的这个环境，你在那里为这个时代忧伤。
Or it could be you feel.Heartache and sorrow for this generation, for this world.
你看看今天我们所处的环境。
Look at this big environment that we live in.
没有一个地方让你看的会觉得，哎呀，高兴的。你只会觉得，怎么今天已经堕落到这个程度了。
There is really no place you can look that make you feel joyful and hopeful. You always the only think, how can we have fallen to this point?
我常常觉得，今天已经到黑暗到一个程度。如果主再不来的话，我看全世界没有一人会得救。
I just feel sometimes that we have fallen to such a dark place. If the Lord still doesn't come back, there's really no more people to save.
主必须回来。
He needs to come back.
主必须回来，来 vindicate 他自己。
He needs to return and vindicate himself.
因为今天人已经。嚣张到一个地步，自己做王，自己做主，我们崇尚财富，从得不到的人就以暴力来解决。
Because people have fallen to such a point that they make themselves king and lord of their lives, and they want to pursue wealth so much that they will even kill for it.
那么人今天就放纵自己的情欲。
People have allowed themselves go.
弱肉强食，就是，弱肉强食。The strong swallow the weak. 所以这个世界没有公义。
There is no justice in this world.
没有真正的真理啊。
There's no truth.
强权就是真理，枪杆子就是真理。
You got people who are stronger, people who have weapons, win.
所以人的心就有许多的痛苦。这里有一个好消息，圣经老早就告诉我们，有一个真正能够安慰我们的。
So there are a lot of pain in people's hearts, but there is a good news that the Bible has told us long ago that there will be a comfort, a consolation.
所以人生不需要消极。
So you don't have to feel passive in
your life. 当我们有盼望的时候，人生就变成积极的，就不是消极的。
Once you have hope, your life will become more proactive.
那么这个积极，你看一下这个老弟兄，他就在那里侍奉神。
Proactively, this elderly brother Simeon served the Lord.
而且他能够得到神的启示。
And he was able to receive a word from God, a revelation from God.
第一，他知道他还没有死以前，他会亲眼看见耶稣基督再来，耶稣基督第一次来。
First of all, he knew clearly that before he would die, he would see the Messiah.
我读这句话，我很羡慕。
I'm very envious as I read this.
羡慕什么？
I'm envious because.
就是在我们中间有没有人能够像西缅一样说，在我死以前，我要看到耶稣第二次来。
That maybe some among us can say before we die, we can see the Lord's second coming.
这个弟兄，这个老弟兄就是这样相信。
This is what this elderly man believes.
在我没有断气以前，我要亲自看见圣经里面应许的弥赛亚会来。
That before he breathes his last breath, he will be able to see this promised Messiah.
只有这种的信心，你才能够在这个世界引进基督。
Only with a faith like that can you be a person who ushering Christ.
如果这个地上没有人对耶稣要来有盼望的话，耶稣怎么来呢？除非他找到这样的器皿。
If there's nobody in this world who has such a desire that waits for his coming, why would he come back?
所以当他有这样的心在等候耶稣的降临的时候，他看见这个小孩，马上他就有感动了。
So as he waits for the Messiah, waits to see the Messiah, as soon as he sees this child, he knew.
我也在想这件事情，我说今天我们看了很多的 baby 从我们面前过，对不对？很多 baby.
Today, at this same age, we see a lot of babies among us.
你却能够在这个几百几千个 baby 中间认出这个就是他，哎，不简单，没有启示绝对不会的。
It's tough. Without revelation, he would not be able to see of thousands of babies that he's seen that this is the one.
嗯，这个老人一眼就看见了，这个就是他。
But this old man, as soon as he saw Jesus, the baby, he knew.
证明什么事？
What does that say about him?
他，这个人有什么？有启示。
That this is a man with God's revelation.
他跟神的关系是很亲的。
He is so close with God.
神要做的事都已经感动他了。
What God will do, God has moved his heart to know.
所以，这就是我们每一个要引进有负担讲到神的心智的时候，我们在神的面前要有这样的心态。
So this is something for all of us who desire to usher in Christ. This is the attitude that we ought to have.
你要知道神在做什么。
You ought to know what God wants to do.
他说过什么话。
What he has said.
然后你看看今天是什么样的情形。
And you look around you what today is like.
然后里面心里就有数了。
And then you know.
This is about time.
You know when it's about time.
这就是那个时间了。
You know when it's about time.
那个安慰者要来了，现在出现了，他马上能够指出他来。
That the consolation of Israel will come, and as soon as he appears, he knows.
好，指出他来这已经不简单，但是他下面讲的预言更不简单。
It's pretty miraculous already that he recognized Jesus, but he has this to say about him.
你看，这个二十九节，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，这句话什么意思？
Verse 29 he said, Now Lord, you are releasing your bond servant to depart in peace according to your word. What does that mean?
好，什么意思？死而无憾。
Means that he can die without regret.
嗯，今天有哪一个人能够死而无憾？
How many of us can die without regret today?
你赚了很多很多钱，你就觉得死而无憾，对不对？
Do you die without regret after you've made a lot of money?
你会非常遗憾，赚了那么多钱，一毛也花不掉。
I think you will feel regret because after you've earned all your wealth, you wouldn't be able to spend it anymore.
我不管你在这个世界得到多大的财富、多大的名誉、多大的成就。
Regardless of what success you've achieved on earth, or how much money you've made.
你离开世界那一天，什么也带不走。
The minute you leave this world, you will not be able to take any of it with you.
你在美国的房子要放下来。
The house you have in here.
你在上海的房子也得放下来。
The house you have in Shanghai, you gotta let go.
你在北京的房子也要放下来。
The house you have in Beijing, you gotta let go.
一个也带不走。
You can't take it with you.
你说那我的儿子给我烧几个，带到阴间去，别想。
You can't even burn any money to take it with you.
啊。你能够无憾，就是这个人所做的见证。
If you can have no regret on your deathbed, this is the testimony of Simeon.
你所应许。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
今天我走就可以了。
And he can depart now.
这是爱神的心的最高的表现。
This is a great demonstration of a heart that loves the Lord.
啊，这个孩子他有很深刻的认识，他下面就说了。
And he says this of this child.
三十节，我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的。
For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples.
他这边讲不是只是为我们以色列人。
Not just for Israelites.
他讲是万民哦。
For all people.
他还特别在下面讲的更深刻一点，是照亮外邦人的光啊。
Even more specifically, a light of revelation to the Gentiles.
所以这个先知他所认识的这个婴孩耶稣，他要来的工作，他第一个指出来的是跟万民有关，第一个指出来的是跟整个的外邦人的盼望。
This is the first prophet that has revealed in after Jesus birth that Jesus will be for all the peoples, especially to the Gentiles.
说完了，他才说，这是也是以色列人的荣耀。
After he said that, he says, and the glory of your people of Israel.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers,
耶稣基督的来临，他是关乎万民的。
The birth of Jesus is concerning all people.
今天你我能够在这里聚会，是因为神有这个旨意。
Today, the reason you and I can be here is because God, this is God's will.
我们能够外邦人能够跟犹太人一样，都接在这个真葡萄树上，这是神定规的。
That Gentiles alike with Israelites can be bound to this tree. This is what God has set up long ago.
可是你要小心，那个以色列人本来是那个树枝上的枝子，有一天被剪掉了。
But you will also know that Israelites who were the true branches will be trimmed away.
Did
get trimmed away.
所以同理以推，外邦人照保罗在罗马书第九章告诉我们，如果我们也没有结出果子的话，外邦人一样也可以剪掉。
By the same principle as Paul said in Romans, if you're a Gentile, you're a branch that does not bear fruit, you also will be trimmed away.
但是不管怎么样，神是公平的神。
Regardless, our God is a fair God.
他的救恩不是单单临到一小群人身上，他的心是临到万民。
His salvation has come upon all people, not just a small bunch of people.
但是神要做这件事的代价极大。
But God has to pay a great price for this work.
你看34、35节
Verses 34 and 35,
对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立要叫以色列人许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel.
这个人来，有人会因他跌倒。
Many will fall because of the child.
也有很多人要因他被建立出来。
And yet many will rise.
那谁是跌倒的呢？
Who will fall?
谁是被神兴起的呢？
And who will be raised?
那你去看主耶稣的讲道你就知道了。
You can learn that from Jesus' teaching.
他说富足的人有祸了。
He said, woe to those who are wealthy.
对吗？贫穷人的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor.
对不对？哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed those who weep.
嬉笑的人有祸了。
Woe to those who are in laughter.
所以你就会发现，他来的时候，有很多的人因他而跌倒了，也有很多人因他被兴起来。
So this is true that many will fall because of him, and many will rise.
不但发生在耶稣第一次来的时候是如此。
Not only would this happen during his first coming.
第二次来一样如此。
This will happen just the same during his second.
我们这一群人是等候耶稣第二次来的人。
We are people who are waiting upon his second coming.
这个预言还是要应验。
This prophecy will fulfill again.
然后就要做毁谤人的话，叫许多人的心里的意念显露出来。下面这个。
And for a sign to be opposed, and the sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that thoughts for many hearts may be revealed.
你会发现耶稣的出现。要让许多人心里面通通曝光，全部显露出来。
Jesus will reveal the hearts of many.
礼拜五晚上我们两个青年人做见证。
On Friday, I heard the testimonies of our two young people.
那我们的年轻的弟兄Sherwin 他就做了一个见证，我觉得很有意思。
It's very interesting what our brother Sherwin shared.
他说在网上他去跟人讨论一些事情，在什么 YouTube 上面，是不是
？He said he was on the discussion board on the internet.
那么，先是讨论回教，大家谈谈也没有什么，然后一提到耶稣，讲到基督教，马上就剧烈起来了。
There was discussion first of all of Islam, and there was some discussion about that, and somebody mentioned Christianity and caused a great debate and conflict.
对，讨论回教没有什么 debate.
There's not much of a debate as you discuss Islam.
一谈到耶稣，不得了。点了一个火，马上就引起，辩论。
But as soon as someone mentions Jesus, it's as if a fire started. There's a lot of conflict and debate.
这是很正常的。
It's normal.
因为在这里他就说，他要兴起，就会吸许多的人，就要有的人要 for 他，有的人要 against 他。
He will cause the fall and rise of many. He will reveal the hearts of many. So some will be for him, so some will be against him.
然后他就预言，玛利亚。你的心要被刀刺透。
And the prophecy concerning Mary is that a sword will pierce even your own soul.
他怎么懂这件事？
How does he know all this?
他怎么知道玛利亚你会因着这个孩子你的心要被刺透
How does he know that Mary's heart will be pierced as with the sword because of this child?
我相信他自己的心是被刺透
I believe his own heart was pierced.
否则他说不出这个话来
Otherwise he wouldn't say this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹要为耶稣做见证的人你的心里就要有这个准备
So for brothers and sisters who are willing to be a testimony for Christ, you ought to have this preparation.
死在我们身上发动，生就可以在别人身上发动。
That when death is at work in you, life may be at work in others.
这是神整个最奥秘的一件事情，死与生在每一个基督徒身上的运作，在耶稣上是第一个表现出来。
That is the mystery of God, life and death at work in one person. As first, in the first person you can see is in Jesus.
然后我们看这个姐妹
And then the sister
她是一个圣经叫她是个女先知
The Bible calls her a prophetess
也告诉我们她自己以前的背景
And tells us of her background、
啊、那么你可以看得出来她不是利未支派的人
She is not from the tribe of Levi
因为平常在圣殿里面侍奉你必须是利未支派但是她不是
You have to be from the tribe of Levi to serve in a temple but she was not
所以我们就知道她是一个女的我猜哈什么人拿西尔人
So she must be a female Nazirite、
啊、在那个时代有两个拿西尔人
There were two people during that generation who were Nazirites
男的是谁施洗约翰
John the Baptist was one
清酒浓酒都不喝
He,
也不让剪刀淋到他的头发
He abstained from all kinds of any kind of wine and scissors never came near his hair.
那是施洗约翰。
That's John the Baptist.
这里我相信这个女先知也是过这样的生活。
And I believe Anna lived that similar type of life.
从她丈夫死了以后。
From the time that her husband passed away.
她就把她自己奉献给神。
She offered herself to the Lord.
她就把她一生说神啊。我的丈夫离开了我就是一个寡妇了
She, from the moment that her husband left her she became a widow
在这个世界我没有什么可以盼望
She had nothing else to hope on this world
我人生整个的意义就是服侍你
That her meaning of life became that of serving God
所以她立志过一个分别为圣的生活
So she set herself apart to live such a life
所以这个亚瑟支派的人也可以在圣殿里面侍奉因为是有拿西尔这个规定他可以侍奉
Because she made that kind of vow, the vow of Nazareth, even though she's from the tribe of Asher, she was able to serve in the temple.
好，这样的一个姐妹
A sister like that,
你会发现她也是有启示的人。
She was also a person with God's revelation.
她有什么启示
What was revealed to her?
啊，那看，这个三十八节
Verse 38.
正当那时，她进前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望注意下面讲的那句话耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说
At the very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem
所以你会发现这个姐妹她有一个什么启示
So the revelation upon the sister was
耶路撒冷
Jerusalem
耶路撒冷是什么
What is Jerusalem?
今天我提的这个耶路撒冷这个名字对每一个基督徒你的心里面听到这个词汇有什么感觉没有
How do you feel in your heart as a Christian when I mention Jerusalem?
我敢打赌
I can bet
十个大概有九个没有任何感觉
Nine
耶路撒冷就跟听到有北京跟到西雅图总是一样的
9 out of 10 of you have no special feeling toward Jerusalem
但是这个姐妹她知道耶路撒冷在神心目中的地位
But this sister knew what Jerusalem meant to God
而且她知道耶路撒冷跟这个孩子两者之间的关系
And she also knew the relationship between Jerusalem and this child
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
因为神的心在旧约里面启示过
Because God's heart was revealed in the Old Testament
我以锡安作为我永远安息的所在
That Jerusalem is my resting place forever
是我所愿意的
Is the place where I'm well pleased
这个话第一个讲出来的是大卫
David said this first
他知道神的心在耶路撒冷。
He knew God's heart is in Jerusalem.
扫罗没有 no idea.
Saul had no idea of that.
今天很多人就像扫罗王一样，有很多神的恩典，四十年做王，但是你根本就不知道神的心在想什么。
Many people in this world are like King Saul, who were blessed with 40 years of reigning as king, but no idea what God wanted.
但是大卫知道。
But David knew.
大卫知道神心里面要的是耶路撒冷。
David knew God's heart wants Jerusalem.
好，现在耶路撒冷是在罗马人的手下做殖民地。
At that time, time of Anna, Jerusalem was under the control of the Romans.
虽然他们在这里可以在圣殿中侍奉，但是现在的圣殿，耶稣说是被人贼窝了。
Even though they had the temple, but Jesus would call that temple a den of robbers.
所以一切外面看见的都不是神心目中所要的。
All these things you can see with your eyes is not what God wanted.
这个姐妹知道神不会放手。
But this sister knew that God would not give up.
外面可以都好像坍塌了。
Even though from the surface you see that everything had fallen down.
但是神的旨意不会改变。
But God's will would not change.
她就在这里，她说怎么样？她昼夜禁食祷告。
She would fast and pray all night long.
对不对？她为着耶路撒冷祷告。
For Jerusalem, she was praying.
现在她就能够在这个关键时刻，她指着这个孩子说道。现在我们耶路撒冷得救赎的时间到了。
Now at this critical time, she saw this child and pointed to him as the redemption of Jerusalem.
前面那个先知是讲到，这是对人类的救赎。
The earlier prophet Simeon speaks of Jesus as the salvation of all people.
万国也为着以色列。
For all people as well as for Israel.
这个姐妹她的启示是耶路撒冷是神政治的国度的中心。
The revelation to Anna is that Jerusalem is a key to God's kingdom.
对，这里是神的家。
This is where God wants to find his home.
所以你会发现，这些老弟兄老姐妹是认识神的人。
So you will see that this old man, this old brother, this old sister,
是读圣经的人。
Are people who knew God.
是有启示的人。
People who read the Bible, who had revelation.
所以当神做事的时候，他们马上有感觉，马上就能指出来这是什么，这是什么，讲得清清楚楚。
So as soon as God began to work, they knew immediately what this is.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们在地上，我们到底这是在做什么？
What are we doing on earth?
我们在地上，你有两条路。
You have two ways to choose.
第一个是跟世界的人一样。吃吃喝喝劳劳碌碌一生就是
One is to be like everyone in this world. You eat, you drink, you work hard, and you pass.
但是如果你生命中有一些特殊的遭遇
But if you have experienced something extraordinary in your life
可能你的亲人死了
Could be the passing of a loved one
你的丈夫你的妻子或者你的儿子等等等等我们不知道总而言之我们的生命中有一些事情发生让你觉得有说不出的痛苦
Something tremendous, a death of a loved one, something that causes you tremendous pain in your heart.
你可以转向苦毒。
You can turn toward bitterness.
你也可以转向神。
Or you can turn toward God.
你生命中的不幸可以催促你离开神，也可以催促你到神面前去。
The unfortunate things that happen in your life can cause you to leave God or to cause you to go toward God.
我通通看过。
I've seen both these things have happened.
但是如果你能够把这个消极的因素在你的身上变成一个积极的催促你到神面前你是有福的
But if you can turn the passive matter in your life into something proactive that causes you to chase after God
这里有六个人整个这三章圣经里面讲了六个人
In the three chapters of the first three chapters of Luke there are six people
前面两个就是这个撒加利亚跟他的妻子以利沙伯
First two, Zacharias and Elizabeth.
他们的痛苦是什么
their suffering was
没有孩子
that they were barren for many years.
对吗现在这两个人的痛苦是什么
And now the suffering of these two people here.
死了先生另外一个圣经没有讲但是也是一个有伤痛的一个人。
For Simeon, we don't know for sure, but for Anna, it was because she lost her husband.
然后还有两个那是很有名的玛利亚跟约瑟年轻人这大概都是 teenager。
Two others, Mary and Joseph, they were very young, they were probably still in their teens or early 20s.
对不对？他们也有痛苦。
They were in great deal of pain too.
为什么痛苦？哎，这个老婆还没有结婚，就怀了孕。
You have a pregnant girl before she was married.
对不对？丈夫要娶她的话要蒙羞的。
It was such a shame to Joseph.
这个女的要被石头打死的。
And the girl was to be stoned to death.
但是圣灵说，这是出于圣灵，神的手。
But the Spirit said this is from the hand
of God. 所以他们就忍受了人间的羞辱来生下这位应许之子。
So they dealt with the shame and they gave birth to Jesus.
所以人生中有很多很多的不幸。
So you'll experience a lot of unfortunate things in life.
是我们想都没有想到。
A lot of tragedies that you couldn't even imagine.
对不对？但是你怎么样面对它？你可以把消极的因素变成积极的因素。
The question is, how do you face these things? Can you turn past these
things into proactive? 圣灵可以用这些事造就你。
Can the Holy Spirit work in you because of these things?
让你成为你这一生走这条路的时候的动力。
Allow this to be a motivation for you to continue on this journey.
生活太舒服啊，没有动力的。
If your life is too easy, you lack motivation.
你看中国大陆的基督徒就可以知道了。
You can see it in the Christians.
在逼迫下的基督徒就很好，日子很好过，在上海、北京的就不行。
The Christians who are under persecution, their spiritual life is great.
真的。
Whose lives are comfortable, they're not doing so great.
基督徒的生活一 comfortable, 整个就瘫痪了。
When a Christian's life is too comfortable, their spiritual lives don't grow.
但是什么时候有压力？
But when a pressure comes,
在你人生中什么时候有痛苦？
When there's suffering in your life,
那个可以成为你祝福的原因。
That can be a reason for a great blessing in your life.
逼我们到神的面前去祷告。
That forces us before God.
逼我们来亲近神。
That forces us to draw near to God.
这样你就认识神的旨意。
Then you can know the will of God.
这样神就可以用你做出他要做的事情。
Then God can use you to do the things He wants to do.
所以这个系列，我盼望我们每一个人。好好的来想一想，今天神让我们经历的每一个大小事情。
So I want you to think about other things, all the things that God has allowed you to experience.
如果你真的相信耶稣要回来，第二次。
If you really believe that Jesus will come back a second time.
而你今天看了这许多一切的事情，发生在外面也好，发生在我们自己个人身上也好，我们教会也好，这些那么多的事情。
And you look at all the things that's happening around you in this church or in your own life.
你可以苦读的离开。
You can leave bitterly.
你也可以带着伤痛来到神面前。
Or you can go before God and with a sorrowful heart.
来寻求他。
To seek Him.
来祷告求神做事。
Pray for Him to work.
你要像西缅说，我没有离开这个世界以前，我要亲眼看见你所应许的。
Pray like Simeon, before I depart from this world, I want to see with my own eyes what Your promises.
你如果我们教会有人做这样的祷告
，If anyone here can pray like that.
你看神做不做事
？You see how God will work.
神不能不做事。
God must work.
为着他的名，为着他的应许，他非做事不可。
For His own name, for His own promise, He will work.
这样我们的人生就有意义了。
Then you will have a meaning in
life. 我们能够跟西缅一样说，我这一生没有白活了。
You will be like Simeon to live a life without regret.
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们在你的面前为着你的工作、你的旨意祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray for your work and your will.
虽然我们是这样的渺小，在人海茫茫中，我们算不了什么。
Even though we're so small, we're so insignificant in the sea of people in this world.
但是万有的神却造了我们，而且爱上了我们。
But our Almighty God created us and He loves us.
你让我们所有遭遇的事情都是有益处的。
You, all the things you allow us to go through, they're good for us.
你要在我们身上做出神的荣耀来。
You will build your own image, your own glory in our lives.
我们每一个人的救不是偶然。
It's not a coincidence that we're saved.
都是在你大计划里头。
It's all part of your grand plan.
但是主啊，我们常常不明白。
But God, we often don't understand.
我们得救了，我们仍然糊里糊涂。
We're saved, yet we still don't understand.
主，求你开我们的眼睛。
We pray, Lord, that you will open our eyes.
主啊，你的心何等的迫切，你要第二次再来。
Your heart desires to return a second time.
你要把你的国引进这个地上。
You will usher in your kingdom again.
你在地上召聚我们这些人，就是要做你的见证人。
And you've called us all together to be your testimony on earth.
把西缅的灵赐给我们，把亚纳的灵赐给我们。
Give us the spirit of Simeon, the spirit of Anna.
让我们能够在这个地上活着，不以世上的事情为满足。
That we live on this earth but not be satisfied with things of the earth.
乃是以你自己的旨意实现为满足。
But only be satisfied when your will is accomplished.
只要你的旨意还没有实现，我们就不停的祷告。
So long as your will is not yet accomplished, we continue to pray.
我们好像一个绝望的人。
Like a hopeless person.
直到你答应我们。
Until you answer.
求你听我们，求你在我们中间做这样的工作。
Please hear our prayers and do this work among us.
好叫你应许再来的那个荣耀的日子可以早日实现。
That, so that the promise, that your promised day of return will come soon.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.